Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm your hostess today, and we'll be talking about clay, and you bring your questions, and I'll endeavor to answer them the best I can. So let me get over to the right page here. We already have some questions in queue. Acora Randolph in Detroit, Michigan. I bet it's cold up there. Can you take clay if you have rods and screws in your body? Absolutely. The clay has to come in contact with the rods and the screws, and even then, when they put things like that in your body, they don't use the kind that deteriorate. The things in your mouth and body replacement parts do not rust or deteriorate, so it's safe. Clay does not pass through the bloodstream, into the bloodstream, therefore it will never come in contact with them. That's a good question, and I get that quite often. We've got so many replaceable parts nowadays, that's an interesting question to address. Renee in Du Bois, she says, does it absorb all your good gut flora? Should you take it on an empty stomach? No, it doesn't. Clay is selective, and it leaves the good gut flora. In fact, it has microorganisms that add to your gut flora. So it's very safe in that regard. Unlike psyllium, if you take psyllium, it's kind of a scrub, and it cleans out the good and the bad bacteria. But clay only takes the bad stuff out. Sort of has a wisdom and knows what it's looking for with an electromagnetic charge. And should you take it on an empty stomach? Well, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you're taking it the first time and your intention is to do a cleanse first, it will work better on an empty stomach because it can get down to your lower colon without having food in there, and it can really draw out the old cruddy stuff and clean out the plumbing. After about 21 days, you're assured of getting your parasites out and the old crud out, and then you can take it any time. I take it 3 times a day, and often I take a little shot glass full before I eat my meals. It's a great preventative if you take it that way. If you're eating beef with hormones and antibiotics, or if you're eating green stuff from a non-organic farm that may have pesticides and herbicides in it, or if you're eating fish that may have mercury or radiation, as you chew and that's released, the clay's going to grab it before it goes into the body, so your body doesn't have to filter it out. You're already overworked kidney and liver. They're kind of on a treadmill nowadays trying to clean out the bad stuff. And for many years, our bad habits of eating at the little stop-and-goes that don't have the best menus available. So, good question there. Thank you. Suzanne Elizabeth in Norfolk said, maybe a silly question, and no questions are silly. Pacemaker an issue, and is a pacemaker an issue in any way? Caring for my 90-year-old dad. Only if you put it directly over the pacemaker. Drinking it, applying it on his ankles, his legs, a poultice on his liver, some on his throat, a fascia with it. It won't hurt any of that. So I wouldn't put the clay directly over on the top of this pacemaker. That's the only thing. But it'll be really good for your dad. If he's 90 years old, I suspect he has some circulation problems in his legs. If you can put the clay on his legs every day and wrap him, it really helps. And his feet. Maybe wrap them at night in saran wrap and put it on pretty generously. It will help bring the circulation back. Okay, let's see if we have any more here. Kathy in Dickinson. I don't know if that's Dickinson, Texas. I know where that is. Do you know if taking the clay internally will help alleviate pains of MS? I don't, but it's worth a try. It will alleviate joint pains, I know, from arthritis and sort of achiness in the body. I know one person that took it, and she could feel it in her bunion, and it relieved her bunion pain, and it shrunk her bunion. just drinking the clay. So I would definitely give it a try. It's going to support your whole immune system. Wants to balance your pH, cleanse your colon. So in that way, it may help. Now, whether it can reverse the MS or stop it, I have no idea. But it's going to benefit your body in other ways, too. It's going to give you more energy, circulation. It's beneficial there. You know, you'll need to take it away from your medication. So call your pharmacy, tell them what medicines you're taking, and ask them how long it takes for you to absorb your medicine. And then you can take the clay any time after that. And please come back and let me know if that works for you. I would love for somebody with MS to give it a try and let me know. Abdi and Moringo. Now, I don't know where Moringo is or if I'm even saying it right, but welcome there. How can the clay be used by a mom nursing a baby? What about during pregnancy? I just talked to a gentleman who told me that his wife, the last two pregnancies, she couldn't have done it without the clay, that she would get into labor early and be in intense pain, and he would rub the clay on her belly. And it seemed to relieve the pain almost instantly. And her last two children, she had such an easy time drinking the clay for when you get that heartburn. My daughter took it and loved it. You can take it while you're nursing. It's, like I say, it's going to keep the toxins out of your body and therefore out of your baby's body. Aborigine women were the first clay eaters, and they craved it when they were pregnant. And as you know, when you crave something, you go find it and eat it. And it didn't bother them that they were craving dirt, and they were eating it. And they really believed that it helped get them pregnant, that it helped with their delivery, and if the baby was turned wrong, they would put clay on their stomach, and it would encourage the baby to turn. They believed that it helped develop a healthy fetus, and they would put drink clay or put little clay balls under their tongue after delivery to help expedite the afterbirth, and they used it numerous ways. So I think it's very safe for that, and we've even had a few colicky kids that we gave like an eighth of a teaspoon of the liquid clay in some of their juice or milk, an eighth to a half, a fourth. And it helped their colic. So thank you for that question. Okay, Claire and Hickory, is there a difference for usage between the liquid and the powder? I only have the liquid, would like to use it for, wait, let me get over here, it's running off the page. I would like to use it for all things. There is a difference. Everything starts with the powder. And if you're using living clay, the powder is a very pure, tested clay that meets Federal Food Grade's ingestible standards. Wherever you get your clay, you want to know that they've had it tested and that it does meet standards for taking internally, and ask them for the proof of it, the tests, or some certification of it. Oftentimes the labs that do the test will not let you publish their report. You can get a certification showing that it passed, but I don't know why they have a law there when they test it that you cannot put their test online. The powder is kind of unactivated clay, and yet it does have some activation energy in it too. When you add water, the clay expands and swells, and it sort of really comes to life. Now you can mix it to make the liquid, and you can take the same powder and mix it to make a paste. We call it the clay mask. With that, you use a 1-to-8 ratio. When you're mixing clay, never stir clay in water. It will lump and stick to the spoon and take forever to hydrate. So if you measure it. If you're drinking the liquid, it's a 1-to-8 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts water. That means however much clay you use 8 times the amount of water, put it in a container, and shake it real, real good. You want to get all the lumps out. Just shake it till all the lumps are gone. Let it settle for about 10 minutes. The heavier particles will shift to the bottom. Drink off the top. When you get closer to the bottom, add some more water. You can shake some more clay loose. Let it sit, and it'll settle again. Eventually, when you get down to the gritty part, add some water to it and feed it to your plants. It's fertilizer to them. They love it, particularly in the wintertime in the indoor. It really helps invigorate them, and they start growing and get real green and healthy and bloom and all sorts of things. To make the mask, it's a 1-to-3 ratio, 1 part clay to 3 parts water. Again, shake it real good. Shake it till you get all the lumps out, if you can. If you can't, let it settle overnight and then shake it again, and generally by then the lumps are hydrated. When you open it at first, right after you shake it, there's going to be some water standing on top. Just give it about 10 minutes to absorb all the water and expand. Now, these are protocols for living clay. If you have a different brand of clay, go by that manufacturer's directions. So all clays are different. So living clay happens to swell 3 times. So if you use 1 cup of clay, if you're using that much, it's hard to shake. So I would put that in a blender with 3 cups of water, blend it till it's smooth, pour it up real quick before it thickens. Wash your blender blades off immediately. You don't want to leave the clay on the metal blades. And put it in a container and put a lid on it, and you'll have a nice, really nice batch of clay. And if you notice, you will have, from 1 jar of clay, you'll have 3 jars of the mask, or triple the amount of mask. So, and you can use it, there's a Kickstart book that's on aboutclay.com that tells you the different protocols, how to mix the clay. It's a little free downloadable book. It has different protocols. It tells you how to make a poultice and how to make the liquid, and some suggested protocols on how much to take. I started out just drinking a small amount, but in the 9 years since I've been educating myself about clay, I've learned that more is better, and that many times we don't take enough to really get everything under control. And I feel so much better when I'm drinking 3 ounces 3 times a day. I have energy out the kazoo. I was working on a book last night and was up till 3:30. Got up this morning and went to exercise. And I don't take naps during the day. I just have energy. It's not nervous energy. Clay gives you a boost. It's a catalyst. And it's the energy like, wow, I think I'll tackle that closet or that drawer I've been meaning to clean out, or painting the garage, or, you know, one of those things that wear you out to think about it. You get excited and you have the energy to do it. So that's what I love about clay. But the little booklet is called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. It's free and it's downloadable off the aboutclay.com site. And there's also lots of articles, testimonials, recordings, and some videos on there on how to mix it for the bath, for a clay bath. If you're taking a clay bath, you put it in a blender and you use 1 cup of clay. And I like to sandwich the clay between the water. I like to put like 1 or 2 cups of water in, put my cup of clay in, and then fill it to about 1 inch of the top with water and put the blender on and get it all smooth. And then go pour it in your bathtub and rinse the container out, get all the clay out that you can. And before you get in the tub, wash those blades off. And then get in and have a really good soak. If you know you're highly toxic and you are trying to detox a lot of heavy metals or mercury or, you know, chemicals in your body, I would consider taking a 2-cup clay bath. So you can take those as often as you want. The general rule is 2 a week for 3 months, but I've had people take them every day. autistic children love them. They ask for the bath. One little boy calls it his chocolate milk bath. And they seem to know it helps them. And the first clay bath, the parents are noticing they're calmer. They make more eye contact and they become more verbal. And they're just amazed that that happens just within minutes after they get in the bath. So imagine what it's going to do for us. And maybe that's one of the ways the clarity gets in. It relaxes the body and it allows the flow of energy. When our energy channels get stopped up, we just don't function as well. So I kind of over-answered that question. But yes, get you the pattern. You can make the liquid. You can make the mask. You can make all sorts of things with the clay. And I just use bottled spring water. I don't like distilled water because it's stripped of minerals and it tends to be acidic. Some people use it, you know, whatever you use. There are one or two waters out there, and I can't remember which one. Someone said they mixed it and the clay separated. It wouldn't stay in emulsion. I think it was Evian. So if you have that, or if you have an odor from it after you mix it with the water, then change water. But we use bottled spring water, and if you have reverse osmosis, that's fine too. Or any kind of those additives to your water to make them a higher pH. Actually, the clay has a 9.7 pH, and it doesn't lose its stability like sometimes water does. All right, we're out of questions now. I'm going to go over to the phone line and see if anyone there has a question they'd like to ask. I see some familiar faces there. And if you have a question you'd like to ask, if you hit *2 on your phone, that will signify me and I can open your line and we can discuss whatever you want to discuss. So I'll give you a little time to do that if you're interested. That's *2. And you know, some people don't like to ask a question online or even email it. So if you would like my personal email, it's Perrya, Perrya, at Austin, Austin, .rr.com. And I'll be happy to accept your questions that way. And if you have the Kickstart book, my phone number's on the back. You can call me. And we can discuss what's going on. I love sharing information about clay. I'm really excited to be working on a new book. And I call it Living Clay Revised. It'll have a different color cover. Lots of new information. We've changed up the protocols on how to take clay. I've clarified a lot of misinformation, not a lot, but some that was in and some that was confusing in the original book. And I'm very, very excited about it. We're getting close to the wire on getting it to the printer. But since it's like a new book, it's going to take like a month. Well, it's going to take time to get it formatted and set up, and they have to do a rough draft, and we have to proof that and send it back to them, and then they have to print it and do all that stuff, and we're just really excited about it. It's going to be out this springtime. Sometime we were hoping in April, but, you know, some things just take a little longer, and we're just pushing as fast as we can. But we want it to be good, so we don't want to rush these people. We want them to do a good job on it. It has new information, lots of research to validate and back up claims, and a lot of people are always wanting to know that, and it explains the science in layman's language. Well, I have a call on the line. Yes, this is Perry. May I help you?
Perry, this is Dale.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm good. I have attempted to use clay about 3 different times. And after about a week, on each occasion, I got so stopped up, it was just blocked completely.
Okay.
At the level of the colon. And that's three times, and I cut the dosage by half each time down to where it was a third at the final time, and I still got clogged up. What do you suggest I need to do here to make this thing work and flow?
Okay. Clay has some gray areas. There's some areas, some things that it works both way on. It helps and it doesn't help. 90% of the people have three good bowel movements today. 10% do not. It's not because the clay's building a little wall in your stomach, because it's slippery when it's wet and in a liquefied state. It possibly is pulling old fecal matter out, or you just may be one of those people that clay makes you constipated. If so, take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. I like to recommend over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You can get them at the grocery store, the drug store. Look on the back of the bottle and see if you want the primary ingredient as magnesium oxide. In fact, that's about the only ingredient that it shows on there, magnesium oxide. There are lots of kinds of magnesium. And it's not like a light, it'll get you going to the bathroom, but it's not like a harsh laxative. And you can adjust. They come in tablets, 250 milligram. I think they even have a 400 milligram if you really have a problem with it. I get the 250 milligram and I cut some of them in half, and sometimes I'll take one and a half, depending on how active I've been and how much greens I'm eating and things like that. I can adjust my dosage and either take one or one and a half. I definitely take one morning and night, and it keeps me going because I'm one of those people in the 10%. And I drink a lot of clay. I drink like 3 ounces three times a day and then some before meals. I think if you'll try that'll get you started and get past that. Sorry you're one of those 10%, but we're out there. And I can understand it because I'm one of them, too. Any other questions about it?
Oh, that's great. I'll give it a try. Magnesium oxide. Is there a brand name on that?
I think it's Nature's Made. Some of the stores have their own, like Walgreens has their own brand. But just look on the bottom. Look for a 250 milligram. You want a tablet, not a capsule. And then look on the back and see under ingredients if it says magnesium oxide. It shouldn't have a lot of other ingredients in it.
Okay. And then there's another question, like when you do put clay on your skin, you were mentioning you use something like Saran Wrap. What was that product that holds it in place?
Saran Wrap and Glad Press and Seal. It's made by Glad, and it's called Press and Seal, and it's a product that's a little heavier than Saran Wrap, and you put it over the top of the bowl and press it down. It stretches, and it sticks to the lid of the bowl and keeps your food fresh. Well, one side has that little light sticky on it, and so when you cut it, you need some sharp scissors because it tends to stick to your scissors. You can cut a square the size you need, or you can cut a diagonal strip, like if you're doing something on your spine. And you either put the clay down the middle of your package of the press and seal on the sticky side, then press the sticky side to your skin. Now, if you're a man and you have a hairy body and you want to do a liver poultice, you may need to shave that area, because when you pull it off, I imagine it's going to pull your hair. But the dry edges will stick to your skin, and it'll keep the wet clay in place, and you can wear it during the day, sleep with it on at night, and it keeps the clay from oozing out and getting all over things or waking up with clay crumbs in your bed. There are a few people that they keep the Saran Wrap on too long will get a little rash. Just take it off and let some air get to it and put a little clay on the rash, and it should help that. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, after you get started taking that liquid, I hope you'll have some really good results and notice some great things happening. Thank you for for bringing that up, too. I forget to tell people about that. So have a good day, and thank you, Dale.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go over and see if we have any more questions. Whoops, I lost my page here. Let me go back and find it. Well, in Texas, it's... Uh-oh, my computer is locked up. Well, I may get to talk a minute before I get to doing anything. Here we go. Well, we don't have any questions today. Last week we had questions the whole time, and this week we don't have very many questions. Let me think of some of my most frequently asked questions. I'm working on a little booklet about frequently asked questions. And I think I've told this group so much of them, like we were talking about for the gut flora. Clay has some good microorganisms in it that are very good for the gut flora. Weston Price, who wrote a book, forgot the name of his book, I have it here on the shelf, did some experiments with that and found that it was very good to help regrow the gut flora after you've done a cleanse or something. And this is why I like a clay cleanse. A clay cleanse does not strip you of everything, and it does not send you sitting on the pot for 3 days and you can't go anywhere. A clay cleanse is very thorough and gentle, particularly if you can keep your bowels moving. So when it cleanses, it pulls out the old crud in there, so it cleanses the wall of the colon. So when you're eating your food and taking your supplements, maybe one of the reasons, along with the energy of the clay, that people have more energy, you're getting more nutrition from your foods and your supplements when it gets that gunky stuff out of the way. It also refreshes the gut flora. It doesn't take all of it out like some cleansers just strips your gut. It's like getting ready to have one of those x-rays and they clean you out with enemas. It's sort of that effect. It strips everything out. So if you are a person who likes to take psyllium, if you take it longer than 5 days, be sure and take a good probiotic with it to refinish that gut flora. I had a recipe the other day, a gentleman sent me on making your own cabbage juice. Fermented cabbage juice is supposed to be real good for helping to do that. So, okay, I have another question here. Anyway, if anybody wants the recipe on fermented cabbage juice, I can send you his little YouTube link because he shows how to cut it up and how to make fermented cabbage juice. I've never drank any, so I don't know. If it doesn't taste good, I'm not going to take it. So I like sauerkraut, though, so it might not be too bad. And cabbage, and I like good cooked cabbage. You got to put a little ham hock and salt and pepper in there. Okay, we have another question from Abdi in Marengo, Ohio. Now I know where you are. I hope the snow is melting up there. How can you use clay to detox from amalgam fillings removals before, during, and after? Well, you want to start taking the clay and brushing your teeth with it. Every time you eat, go drink a little clay because of the chewing effect. In fact, I drank some clay before your meals. The chewing effect, if your amalgams are old and loose and leaking, the chewing really aggravates the release of the mercury. So if you drink some before your meals, it can catch that. I would brush my teeth, gargle. I'd pack my gums with clay at night. two times a week wouldn't hurt. And you want to take that before and during when you go to the dentist, drink clay before you go. As soon as you leave, drink clay again. Now, they have special dentists now who are prepared and have a little thing, that guard they put in your mouth, and so you won't swallow it. And afterwards, I want you to, would want you to take clay baths along with continuing drinking the clay. And I would, during this time before, during, and afterwards, I would go up to taking 4 ounces three times a day. Now, you can break some of that up and use part of it for before meals, taking a shot before or after your meals. And then I would also do some clay baths to help detox of mercury that's already stored in your body. It's very good at getting mercury out. Mercury can get deeply sequestered. It's one of the things that you'll get it down and then it'll come back up. Gets pretty deep in the tissues. So taking aggressive two-cup clay baths, maybe three a week for a month or so, and then get rechecked and see how you're doing to get what's already been in your body. And putting a poultice over your liver. The first time you do a poultice, well, you want to always do your poultices over a body organ an hour away from eating, an hour before eating, an hour after eating. Don't use a poultice. The first 3 days you do a poultice, and you can do it for an hour at a time, maybe twice a day. And after 3 days and your clay has acclimated, your body has acclimated to it, you can put it on and put a poultice over it and sleep with it on all night. Sometimes, just for maintenance, I just like to smear, I'm always going to bed with clay on me somewhere, just put a thin coat on and let it dry good, and that way you won't have crumbs in your bed in the morning, and you're still going to get some activation energy from it. We had a remarkable testimonial, and I know I've told this one several times, of the gentleman with cirrhosis of the liver, and he went to the doctor, and they said his liver was too far gone. He only had 5% left, and to go home, and he had 6 months to get his affairs in order, and there wasn't anything they could do for him. Well, he heard about this lady and called her, and she got him on drinking 8 ounces of clay three times a day. She gradually built him up. She didn't just start drinking 8 ounces, but he'd drink 2 or 3 ounces and then each day add another ounce and build up to 8 ounces. He was drinking it three times a day and putting a poultice on his liver and doing some clay baths. And he was doing the daily poultice on his liver. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back 30%. And it's been over a year. He's back at work. He feels great. And he's still on the planet. So I think that's an amazing testimonial to clay. So don't be afraid to take more. I think it's what I'm saying. And the baths and the liver poultice will help stimulate and reactivate the liver if it's been bombarded with a lot of heavy metal toxins. And good luck with all of that. Okay, it looks like we're done on questions for right now. Let me go back over to my phone page. Do we have anyone else on the phone who would like to ask a question? You press star 2 on your phone. Yes, okay. All right, Erica? Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I have a question. When you are purchasing the tub, the plastic bottles for the powdered living clay, mm-hmm. is it, and if it's sealed and it hasn't been opened yet, is it, does it contaminate the clay to put it next to other products that, you know, like a spray and wash kind of product, or also if I have it near a modem for EMF?
Okay, you're talking about storing your clay, your dry powder?
Well, in other words, if I've bought a jar of it, you know, a plastic jar, and I haven't opened it, but I – but I put it next to a bottle of something that has a strong perfume, like a spray and wash bottle that, you know, kind of very pungent,
okay.
or next to a modem, which has, you know, obviously strong EMFs. Will either of those contaminate the
I don't think the modem will bother it. We suggest you keep it away from, you know, chemicals, gasoline, things with strong odors. And the way you can tell is when you mix it, smell it. And if it smells perfumey or whatever the fragrance that stuff is, if it has a taste, my daughter put hers in the refrigerator and didn't get the lid on tight, and she told me her clay started tasting like perfume. And so I asked her where she had it, and she said in the refrigerator, and then I asked her what else she had in the refrigerator. Of course, it was summertime, and she had cantaloupe and onions and all this stuff in there, and it was doing what clay does. It was deodorizing the refrigerator. So if you keep the lid on tight, you should be good, but I still wouldn't put it next to something real strong like gasoline. Okay?
Okay.
And mix it, and when you mix it, you know, smell it and taste it. And if it tastes okay and smells okay, I think you're okay. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and that's a good question. All right, I have another question here from...
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. What would be the dosage on a horse that's real toxic? You've done everything you've known to fix it, but it's not digesting its food properly, and it's hungry all the time. Teeth, dewormed, everything that can be done medically has been done, but the horse isn't right. We just got it, and it just breaks my heart.
You know, I would give him like two tablespoons of clay, mix it in his food. Does he eat oats or is he a hay?
A tablespoon of clay in its feet?
Two tablespoons.
Two tablespoons in its feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you need to, you can put the liquid clay in a syringe and take the needle off and just hold his head up and put it in his mouth and he'll swallow it back. If you have a good plastic bucket, you can put some and mix it in as water. But I'd like to...
Well, I use syringes. I mean, all my horses take garlic and anything in a syringe in their mouth real easy.
Yeah, well, get a good-sized syringe and give them, you know, like a half a cup of the liquid. You can do it twice a day, or you can just slap some of that clay mask and stir it in his food. If he's like he'll like it.
What is the percentage of clay to the water for the mixture? Two tablespoons to what?
It's a 1 to 8.
Okay.
You can mix like 16 ounces or 32 ounces. And then pour it in his bucket, and it's probably a 5-gallon bucket he's drinking out of, or a 3 or 4 gallon, if you have it in his stall.
Yeah, well, they have the bucket, but it's easier for me to regulate it in the feed than the water.
Yeah, okay.
So it's 1 part clay to 8 parts water. And
then that makes the liquid clay, and you probably want to give him the mask. It's a 1 part clay to 3 parts water, and shake it real good. It's kind of creamy. And, you know, a lot of times you can put it in your hand and they'll lick it and start eating it.
Okay. I appreciate that a whole bunch because I believe in using clay and everything. And something's really wrong. It's a mare and foal. And something's bad wrong. Evidently, whoever had her, she had problems having her last foal, and they didn't get it taken care of.
Yeah.
And everything that can be done has been done for her, and she's toxic. And
she's just not responding, huh?
No.
Is she pretty close to delivery?
Oh, heavens no. 8 months.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say if she's close to delivery, you can rub some on her belly, too.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for that. This is my first time of getting to listen, and I'll try to keep track of all your shows, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. If you ever have any hoof problems, you know, because they've always talked about standing a horse with founder in mud, well, put it in clay. Same principle.
Right. Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm aware of that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We've had a good show today. We had 3 call-ins. I'm going to take another look and see if we have any fresh questions coming in. It looks like we're done with questions. Sometimes they hang up in the ethers and I don't get to them. And our time is up, so I wish you all to go out and get some clay and have a great day. Be sure and share your clay water from your bathtubs with your lawn in the spring, with your lawn and your flower beds. If you take a clay bath, get a bucket and carry it out and throw it on your lawn and in your flower beds, and you'll see them really respond to the extra clay. So this is Perrier signing out, and have a great day. Thank you.